You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So from here we learn a very important lesson, that is that Moshe Rabbeinu kind of hesitant to go to Paro because he didn't know exactly where he is and kind of scared of him because he knew how to hide himself through the Ruchot Tum'ah. It's called sorcery and Kishafim. So here Hashem said, Bo, what does that mean? Come, we go together. So Hashem took Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom and Paro was. So we learn from here very important message. And that is, like, let's say people that they just learn to swim. So now, like, let's say you push him in the water. How does he feel? Scared. And when he gets scared, what does he do? What does he do?
Try to save himself.
And then they never push you in the water. You scream. You scream, and then you don't know what you're supposed to do. But just imagine there's a lifeguard at the site. How do you feel now? Better?
Yes.
So what the lifeguard is going to do? He's going to dive and then grab you and save you. So now here, no comparison. So when it says boil paro, so that means any circumstances that you think that you're alone, you're absolutely wrong. It's only your imagination. Because in any circumstances that you feel that you're just about to panic and you scream and lose control, the lifeguard is there. And his name is Ribono Shel Olam. But if you forget about this and start losing conscious, then Chas V'Shalom, you're going to be in big danger. So this is a very, very important factor that in life you have to know, that Ribono Shel Olam is here with me. There's nothing to worry about. And you have to stand chazak, strong, and B'zal Hashem, we see Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.